Radio presents the Geekatorium 27-hour podcast challenge, raising money for comic relief. Donate now by going to my.rednoseday.com/sponsor/Geekatorium27podcast. FUBAR and Geekatorium, doing something stupid for a very good cause.
Welcome back to the FUBAR Radio presents, the Geekatorium presents, Comic Relief presents, the 27 presents, podcast presents, for charity presents, presents.
Woo!
Hey! Hi. I am Paul Gannon, after taking a lovely little breath and breathe and walk around the world, and I feel much better for it. And with me, as always, is...
Eli Silverman.
How are you feeling? How's it going?
I'm still here.
Yeah, but don't say
I'll
like...
I'll put it that way, I'm still
don't
here.
Don't say like you're a war vet.
I've seen things.
I've seen horrors. We have seen things. I'm not going to say we saw more horrors than Mark, because it sounds like they're doing a slapstick version of Saw on stage half the time. I was speaking to a guy who was like, yes, I was on stage with a bike taped to my back for 11 hours. I might go home for a sleep. I was like, no fucking shit, you should do that. I've got to come back later after
my
two gigs.
I feel for the bean guys.
The bin guys.
Bean.
Oh, the bean.
The bean guys.
There's a guy in a big bath
There's
of beans.
There's two guys in a big bath of beans, and they keep topping the beans up.
How long for?
27 hours.
But they just the whole time?
Well, they get breaks, I think, but
oh,
you know.
Yeah, because what about when nature calls?
I would just carry on.
They're going the beans.
Why do they need to keep topping them up? Do they keep eating them?
Because I think the beans get sort of mashed down, if you can imagine that. And,
yes. So anyway, yes,
you get a whole bean silt.
Can I just do my goddamn admin? All right, I've only got one thing to do, and that's pretend to be professional.
You don't want me here.
Oh, don't.
You don't want me here, Paul.
Don't you tempt me to say words I know I want to say.
Do the fucking admin.
Yeah,
you're going to say it too fast anyway.
No, you watch
Everybody's mum thinks you talk too fast.
Everyone's mum has got an opinion on me. I've noticed. It's strange.
It's because you talk too fast.
I know.
So don't say it too fast.
Trust me. When you talk fast and you do a 27-hour show, you're in the shit.
Cry wank.
My mum's never going to figure that out. Right, so, yes, this is a 27-hour and we are allotted into it, fundraising event, so we'd like you to donate your money. So, yes, you can go to my.rednoseday.com/sponsor/Geekatorium27podcast. I know, that's a mouthful. It's confusing. You haven't got a pen, you can't write it down. I'll make it easier for you. Go to foobarradio.com, the links are there, or go to geekatorium.net, the links are there. One click and you're in the shiznez.
What's our target, Paul?
Living through this.
No, I mean our monetary target.
£500.
And where are we now?
200 odd, I think.
I think it's 215. So good, but not great.
I've closed that window and I can't be bothered to fuck with my finger.
I've looked at it.
And?
I can see out there it was 215.
Good.
10 minutes away.
Well, we'll ramp it up.
Yeah, so this is the time. We're in the daytime now.
Oh, yeah. Can I just introduce our fantastic guests since they've been here a few minutes and we've practically ignored them?
I'm used to it, don't worry.
No, fine. Ladies and gentlemen, joining us for this hour, we have two fantastic guests. First of all, her name is Eve, and her surname rhymes with Blake, because it's Blake. It's Eve Blake, everybody. Hello, Eve.
Hello, thank you for having me.
No, thank you. That sounded really weird when I said it like that.
You're welcome.
And sitting next to Eve is a man of many talents, namely... making the most out of a surname I've ever known in my life. But he's here. Welcome, with all your hands in an applause-style fashion, for Stuart Ashens and Eve Blake.
Thank you. Hello, Paul. Hello, Eli. Hello,
is that the worst introduction you've had,
hello,
or
Ashens.
Can I do worse?
Sadly, it's the best.
Oh, God.
It's a very low watermark.
Because I had this weird habit. Because you know we did our podcast a few months ago, and it was all like, yay, Ashens is here. And for some reason, I feel compelled to always undersell our great guests who spend their time and effort. It's like, Ashens is here. Who cares? Hey, let's get him on. That does not work as a professional intro, Paul. Maybe... big them up, make them glad to do the journey down.
I think your style is working for you. I think it's great. Basically, I kind of feel like with the little amount of sleep that you've had, I'm just going to say really positive things because I am fearing a brain snap.
The accent helps. The accent is very cheery. It's unnecessarily cheery.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not complaining. That's his job.
He is complaining.
No, that's your job.
Mate, you're on the edge. I'm watching it and just standing back and you are really on
Eli,
edge.
Don't want to cause any tension, but how many Red Bulls have you had?
I've had 8.
Good God.
I'm on number 8.
And Paul's on the edge.
Yeah, I've not had that many energy drinks. I've had a lot of coffee. But I don't count coffee as caffeine because I drink it all the time.
I can deal with it.
Eli's just reached for another eight. Red Bull.
Well, this is number eight.
This is number eight.
I've had seven and a half.
Oh, well, if it's not nine, oh, that's fine.
Every cell in your body is screaming. They're about to go into total protonic reversal.
Every single molecule you know will explode at the speed of light. Yeah. Oh, I pay to see that. Can we arrange that?
I'm going to turn into a Red Bull.
Nice. What? And what does the sound of a Red Bull make? I wish
I'd
never asked that.
I'm trying.
You're very trying. Yes, I know.
Are you sure you've had eight Red Bulls? I'm not so sure anymore.
Yeah. So let's get the audience to get to know our guests. So Eve, tell us a little bit about yourself. What's your name? Where'd you come from?
Well, my name is Eve Lake. I come originally from Australia. And I'm a musical comedian.
Ooh.
But my thing is that I collect true stories from people. I have an interactive website. I collect these stories and then I turn those stories into songs. So all of my lyrics are directly inspired by other people's true stories.
Is it my girlfriend left me, bitch? That kind of stuff. Is it? Is
it's not country and western.
Oh yeah, no, you're right.
Not yet, but no. Thank you for that contribution. Well,
I thought you should do a song just like that because that was so good.
Yeah, expect some royalties in the mail, mate.
Is your phone going, Paul?
Yeah, it's my mum. It's my mum. Shall I see what my mum says now? Because she's
love
obviously
to know.
Listening. Just the word disappointed. And now my nan's listening.
Really?
Apparently.
Wow.
Well, let's keep the language.
Let's keep it clean, guys.
Oh, okay. My mother knows
acceptable.
Better. My mother knows better. But have you had no passive-aggressive, you know, suggestions come in that you felt, I'm not going to kowtow to that?
I got to say, I love my trolls. I love my trolls. I get plenty of trolls.
Do you? But
oh,
you're so lovely and bubbly and...
Well,
who
that's
wanna
a
troll
fantastic
you?
Compliment. Oh, but who wouldn't troll anyone?
That sounded really insincere.
What do you mean?
The nicer the person.
That's a lovely compliment.
All right, good. I'm just really sensitive right now.
I think you're
now.
Really paranoid.
I think it's the lack of sleep and the copious amount of caffeine.
Paul.
And cigarettes.
Paul, the nicer a person is, the more people want to troll them.
Is that true?
Has that occurred to you? Yeah, the more they look, they're nice.
So
the
what,
trolls come out. Oh, something's nice. Something's good. Oh, I want to ruin it.
Yeah, good, that helps.
Makes that's perfect scientific sense.
Yeah, you know what I mean? If someone's being an arsehole, why would you want to troll them? Because they're on your side, the dark side.
Yeah, they
the
can't
side
be
of
had.
The trolls. They're like, I don't want to troll a troll, he's just a troll. There's no point in trolling unless, you know...
Can you stop saying the word troll, please?
I really wish I'd trademarked that.
Yeah. I should get all TM on you.
What do you mean?
It's a trade off again. Okay. Anyway, so... What is the most interesting story you've had given to you then, where you thought, oh, this is a goldmine of musical potential?
Well, okay, it's interesting, because the most interesting stories that I get are kind of slightly horrific. So they're the ones that I say on stage, and everyone's like, ha ha ha, oh, wow, someone's life got ruined. But in terms of like stories that I like to turn into songs, I kind of just like the really simple childhood ones. So... For example, there's a story I got recently about someone who explained to their younger sister, when the younger sister was 4 or 5, that their younger sister was in fact a witch, and the only way that she could survive her predicament was if she ate a handful of soil each day.
Wow.
Yeah, so
So do you
great.
Often get letters from fictional Grimm Brothers fairy tale characters? Because that kind of really sounds like a Hansel and Gretel kind of thing going on.
I think they were escaping from prison, like in the Shawshank Redemption.
Ooh.
How do we get rid of this dirt that we've scooped up? Ah, feed it to the child.
We've got three tunnels to build. Shake it out your leg, lads.
It's a lot of good minerals in soil.
Thanks. I never thought you'd give the bright side to the eating soil.
Well, you know, you've got to look on the bright side.
Yeah, you do.
Eli, you have a magical stomach, I have to say. You're a fan of soil, you're stomaching that many Red Bulls.
Yeah.
I've got nothing but respect.
Thank you.
I've never known the phrase, all in a day's work, to be so literal, because that's how it feels. The longest day of my life. It's so weird. So weird.
Paul, speaking if you want to have a little rest, I could do the rest of the interview
for
you.
I'm fine, I'm just overcompensating.
You so are.
Yeah, well, I'm just going to relax now.
Are you going to sing a song for us then, Eve?
Well, I hadn't prepared one.
Okay, no. Fine.
Oh, what's happening?
What's your axe?
Oh, Paul
you
is walking
should
over
the
to
need.
A uke.
Should
oh,
the need.
Oh, my days.
There is a ukulele available.
What are we going to sing?
I don't know. I mean, we don't have to sing at all, but I'm just saying if you
You're just
going to
play uke?
I believe it.
God, it's like the early days of YouTube all over again.
Because this is the song I always play when I'm just bored. You were here before, couldn't look you in the eye. Oh, you float like a feather, and your tears make me... You get the gist. But this is basically a smash the glass emergency prop for when everything runs out. I'm surprised you didn't use that cyclical this morning, really.
It was good at six. You were more together at six, I have to say.
That's probably true. But it's just there if you want to get musical.
Well, I mean, I can't... Do you know what is amazing? I'm a musical comedian and I cannot play a musical instrument. Yeah, I work entirely with, like... I use my computer and I work with a music producer and we create the tracks digitally.
Fraud!
Fraud! Get out of the studio!
Liar!
Oh, no, witch! Like,
it's more impressive, I think, if you can get on a computer and make a decent song with it, because...
Oh dear. Any old wanker can play a ute, can't they?
Jesus. As I've just demonstrated. Yeah.
But, you know, after as little sleep as you've had, not every wanker.
Yeah, not bad. Not bad. Yeah.
How long have you been awake now?
Since midday yesterday.
Bro.
Nice.
What?
I can beat that.
Yeah.
10:30 yesterday, and you had a little nappikind, didn't you?
A little bit of nap.
At about, what was it, about six? It was exactly 5:30 this morning.
Yeah, it was horrible because I didn't actually sleep. I just laid flat on the floor for half an hour and then stood up.
Great.
Best party ever.
Yeah. And I'm hearing all this filtered next door. I'm trying to, you know, relax. And he's going, yeah, we had sex. And I did drugs. And I was like, oh, mate.
It wasn't about me having sex, that story.
No, I know. It was about our friend.
Having sex
in the most grotty of ways possible. Moving on. So, do you go on the road? Are you an online-y kind of person?
I've just released a bunch of music videos, so I do release some work online, yeah. Mm. Yeah, but mostly I perform live, and at the moment I've been performing a show. I'm just going to do a cheeky plug, I'm going to do it!
Do it.
Plug it.
Don't be ashamed.
Great. For the last 3 weeks I've been performing my show called Lie Collector, so I asked the internet specifically to tell me stories about lies. I thought, great, it's going to be really juicy. And then I turned it into an hour of music and costumes and dance breaks. So yeah, that closes... Well, I've got a show tonight, and it closes tomorrow night at Vault Festival.
Ooh.
There you go, cheeky plug. Plug, plug, plug. It's been plugged.
Why not? Otherwise,
Quite
you know...
in Rome.
Exactly. Get the most out of every single droplet that this show can offer.
So what are you pimping, Ashens? Got something? Got a show?
Do you know? I haven't really. Just ongoing YouTube stuff.
Ashens is a very successful YouTube star, I have just learned, who has made a career, a lucrative career.
Yeah,
a lucrative
be the best of pain ever.
Ashens, correct He's me very if I'm
famous.
Wrong.
I have just learned.
Yeah.
Correct me if
yeah,
I'm
there's
wrong.
A contradiction there.
He was a sex offender, as I just learned. It's like there's no good way to use that.
He's a mega famous person I just heard of. Mm.
But you just eat strange foods and to in front of the public, and you tell them about your experience, and you receive money and praise for this, and that makes you, in my heart, a king of leisure.
I don't recall ever receiving any praise.
I'll give you some.
Give it some.
Have you been eating anything strange recently?
Yeah, we had some cat food yesterday.
Oh,
you went there.
Yeah.
That's how desperate it got.
See, now I want to make you eat cat food.
I'll do it.
Yeah, no, I know. That's why I might not want to do it now.
No, let's do it.
Do you know the worst thing?
Foods.
Go on.
It wasn't that bad. It wasn't even the top 15 worst things I've eaten.
Isn't there a law that says all dog and cat food has to be consumable by humans anyway?
I thought that, but the guy who bought it actually went through the supermarket and looked at all the tins and deliberately picked the one that didn't say not fit for human consumption.
That's just cruel.
So that was, oh no, it's kind of him. He went for the one that was fit,
he was,
possibly.
He said the one that didn't say not fit.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
It's a double negative.
It
threw you with my logical.
Totally fooled you. No, sorry. I'm getting really.
His nan is listening. Keep it clean.
Our podcast is just this. It's two angry, bitter men. Kicking and screaming at the world and say, why not us?
Hey, be fair, when I was on, it was three angry men.
Yeah, that is a good point.
We had some chewing gum, didn't we?
We did. Those were the days.
That was great.
I remember quite liking that chewing gum. It reminded me of, you know, the elderly. in all the best ways.
What?
Why is that not on their marketing campaign?
Well, no, well, you'd be surprised what is on their marketing campaign.
Yes, Stuart,
what does it say? What does it say on the packet, Ashton?
I can't even remember what we ate, so you'll have to remind me.
What was it called? Tasties? It was called Tasties or something like that.
It was like a very kind of fake.
Yes, and the tagline on this gum.
Perfumey.
Yes. It still tastes of soap.
Oh, yes. It was the Canadian stuff. Yeah, the stuff they really don't want to get when they're out trick-or-treating. It did just taste of soap.
Wow.
I can't remember what it was called.
Yes, it still tastes of soap.
Yeah. We could just so proud of that.
I've got the internet right here. We can actually...
I was just amazed. You know. It's like, yeah.
Go on, Paul, find the name.
I'm
shame
do
them.
My best.
Well, you can't really shame them because
well,
it's their
for
main
them
marketing
for being
thing.
Honest.
They're honest. It's
good
honest
for
advertising.
Them. Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nothing will stop us making chewing gum that tastes of soap.
The brand is called Thrills.
Thrills.
Which in itself is juicy. Thrills is a Canadian brand of chewing gum now made by Concord Confections. It was originally produced by the OPG Company of London, Ontario, Canada. I'm having real problems focusing right now.
I believe in you.
And was bought by Nestle in the 1980s. It was well known.
How long ago?
It was well known for its purple colour and its distinctive floral rose water flavour. Comparisons of its flavour to soap have been so prevalent that recent packaging has stated, "It still tastes like soap." Came in blister packs. Prior to that, it was a penny candy in Canada and now is made in and imported from Spain.
Wow.
Ole.
Indeed. So, you know, consult your local sweet shop, I guess.
I'm trying to think of the Spanish for this chewing gum tastes of soap, but I don't know the Spanish for chewing gum.
Chewos gummo.
That's racist. How is it? Oh, how do they talk the Spanish? Oh, chewolito gamolino.
That's Italian. Be real.
Yeah, sorry, that is Italian. But you know, you get the gist.
I'm going to correct it and fix it and find out.
Goma de masca.
Goma de masca.
Goma de masca. Este goma de masca sabe a jabón.
It actually sounds like that Timberlake song. You're like, Crimea River, Goma Damascus. Just me,
you
then.
Precisely the same.
Just me. That's completely fine. And Danny, then. Oh, yeah, you're right, mate.
Yeah, I'm just putting the kettle on.
So oh! That's our great producer, Adam. Let's have a fucking round of applause. He got us a bacon sandwich.
Oh, a beautiful bacon sandwich.
He helped us through a dark time.
Through the dark
well.
Times, yeah, when it was feral almost in here.
It got a bit psychosexual.
Well, 90 minutes of shrieking and scratching.
Basically,
noises.
Yeah.
I wish we'd filmed that.
He helped us.
He
thanks.
Did.
Thanks, Adam.
So, yeah, putting the kettle on for a brew.
Oh, yeah, I'll have it.
Would you like a brew, our guests?
I'm all right. Oh, it's really sweet.
Black
Adam's
coffee,
just holding
one sugar, please.
Four
black
mugs.
Coffee, one sugar, please. Thank you.
I'm good. Red Bull.
I'll have the same as Ashens. Thank you very much.
Wow.
In fact, I want Ashens. I want his actual drink. That's what I want. Is that all right?
Put it in front of me and then move it to him.
Just if you could.
Just as I'm reaching for it.
Yes, thank you, darling. Brain not work. I had a great thought and it went nowhere.
Well, I'll tell you what, Paul, speaking of strange foods, I know for a fact that, Stuart, in your bag you have a whole bunch of strange foods.
I do.
Right now
I have
what?
Some left over
yes.
from the
multiples.
Cat food tasting session yesterday.
Let's do this.
Where is it?
I'm just going to go right out there and say it. I really don't feel like vomiting right now, so I'm going to pass on anything funny in my mouth. Is that alright?
I'm up
damn.
For mouth
now you tell me.
We all found out what awful gag reflex I have. I didn't know this until we started doing my podcast.
Oh, yes, I remember now.
Yeah, in the podcast that me and Eli do, we base it around making a show out of thrift shop and second-hand shop stuff, and we kind of do games and things and cheap food eating contests. Mm-hmm. And I found that I can't put anything in my mouth that I'm not familiar with without retching horribly.
Right.
Mm.
Lovely.
Great.
So I don't do that anymore. And
you're built for comedy.
Just if like you mean I'm out of shape with a big belly and pass my sell by date, you're right. I'm built for comedy.
It's got a really hairy back as well.
Right. Let's talk about my penis for a 5 minutes.
No,
all
right.
Please, just get a trifecta of embarrassment.
It wouldn't take 5 minutes. Sorry.
You're very mean. Very sensitive
let's
right now.
Let's all just be really kind and supportive of each other in this time
this
of need.
A safe place.
But Eve, does that lead to yucks? Niceness?
It doesn't have to be a yuck-filled thing. It can be just four people having some time together, sharing the love. Why does comedy have to be so funny all the time?
Oh, good point. Hey,
that's why I ask people.
I like this new unfunny comedy.
Oh, yeah.
Huge fan.
Brilliant. Yeah. I call it Gervaising.
It's the new movement in comedy.
Yeah. Oh, did you see that new show? It's very Gervaisian. Do you mean it wasn't funny? Yeah.
Stuart, what are you taking out of that packet?
I'm taking out freeze-dried banana chips.
Oh, yeah.
Astronaut food.
That actually, I wouldn't mind trying the astronaut food.
Oh,
because I've never done it, and I'd like to try it.
One of them is poisoned, but I'm not going to tell you which one.
Right. In that case, Eli gets the chick pick first.
I'm just going to... Oh, I was going to try and lift it up. There you go.
I'm immune.
Let's hand them round.
I'm immune. Red Bull has made me immune to poison.
Thank you. Oh, do you want to reach...
I'll reach round.
Yeah, he'll give her a reach round. So these are freeze-dried space bananas.
That is correct.
The scent, I'll admit, is interesting.
Oh,
they are literally just
dried banana.
Banana
smell. It's kind of pooey. My parents used to own a health food shop. There was a lot of dried banana products.
They
smell exactly like that.
That's delicious. Crispier than I would have imagined.
Crispier. That's really nice.
They've had all the moisture removed.
As you'd hope. They're nice, they're tart, but not in an unpleasant way.
Mm-hmm.
Not strongly over banana. You know, it's subtly banana.
They're very nice. Mm-hmm.
Banana-esque.
Have you ever tried semi-dried bananas?
No.
Are these the ones that are kind of chewy?
Yeah,
I'm a big fan. Big fan.
Mm. Very good.
Can I just have you say into the microphone, I'm a big fan of sticky banana? Please. I just wanted something to listen back to.
Good try.
When I'm lonely.
You're not going to catch out of that.
That's your new catchphrase.
What's
There's
the other
you can do
astronaut
to avoid
food
it.
That you have here?
The other one are strawberries.
Ooh!
I will be honest, don't work as well.
This is all very Heston.
Charlton.
Blumenthal.
There's only one Heston in this world.
Crazy dessert.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And he doesn't like damn dirty apes.
Who does?
No one does.
Oh, look at this.
All political. Three
So now we're trying the freeze-dried bananas. No, strawberries.
That's the one.
Aye, thank you,
there
sir.
You are. Just what you never wanted.
It looks like tiny hats for elves.
No, it's a lot tarter, a lot less sweet immediately than the banana, isn't it?
Mm. Let's try and have a little nibble.
It's a lot tarter.
It doesn't work as well, I think.
It doesn't work.
Because the texture as it dissolves, it all turns into a paste, which bananas are a bit like anyway. But strawberries,
shouldn't
not
be
so
pasty.
Much.
I
they
enjoy
shouldn't
the
be
seeds,
pasty.
Though. I really enjoy the seeds.
I like the adventure of eating this. Every bite is a trip to Mordor. You know, it's
Every bite is a trip to Mordor. That needs to be like McDonald's new slogan.
No, I think theirs should be every bite is a trip to A&E. What are you doing?
You know what your slogan should be, Paul?
Oh, go on. So you know, Ashen's Canna knows. He likes to call the things that I say Gannonisms when I confuse words and not say quite the right sentence that I want. He writes it down and then laughs at me. So go on, Eli, why not you regale us?
Noising makes food nicings. Noising makes food nicings.
That was very early this morning.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm.
My ignorance proved me wrong. We need to be on our balls.
Good advice for life, that one.
As in balls of our feet, didn't get as far as the feet. It's always the case.
That's it. That's all we got.
Oh, that's it? I thought we'd do more than that.
Well. Here's the beverage.
I'll be honest, I think I prefer the strawberries.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why. I just kind of think I prefer the strawberries.
I'm team strawberries as well, I got to be honest.
Yeah, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. There was something about the texture, the way you could bite it, the way it was hollow in the middle. It was a little adventure. I felt I was more less eating and more exploring. And that's fine by me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Noisings makes food nicings.
Yes, well played. I want that on a T-shirt, thank you very much.
It's still better than still taste of soap.
But you know the things that they do, the astronaut food? Do the astronauts actually eat that stuff?
Yeah.
That's all they eat ever. They don't eat it up in space, they just have to eat it at home.
In a picnic.
Exactly.
On ground, in NASA, Cape Canaveral.
And if they eat anything else, they're instantly shot by a special sniper.
What would be worse if they ate anything with moisture, they'd swell.
Oh, God.
And that's why they can only eat dried food, because it adds no extra moisture to their body. This is a sci-fi story. I really should be writing down at this point.
I want 5% of royalties.
Fair enough.
Because
why not give away 5% of nothing? Why not?
What would you call that story?
I have so many 5% of nothings, it's amazing. If I put them all together, I'd have nothing.
What are we going to call the story? The swollen astronauts.
The swelling.
No, it's going to be
like
punchy.
Stephen King.
It's going to be punchy. It's going to be sweet. It's simply called Swelt.
Love it.
Swoles.
Love a one-word title. Love it.
Yeah,
love
and it. You know, you can make the sequel, Swelter.
Hey.
Or Swell Harder.
Swell Hard with a Vengeance. Yeah.
Love it.
Live Free and Swelt Hard. Mm-hmm. And the fifth shit one. I just don't like Die Hard 5. Don't get me started. I went off on a little rant last night.
No one mentioned that film.
I know.
You just brought it up again.
I think I need to bring it up every now and then. That, I think that's what it comes down to. Because I'm a big fan of Die Hard. Stop, Paul. Just stop. We don't need to talk about Die Hard right now.
We always need to talk about Die Hard. Come on.
We really don't. We really don't. I'm overcompensating with unnecessary conversation. I am your uncle you stay away from at family gatherings. You grown-ups since I saw you. That's a nice dress. That's deeply inappropriate, Grandad. It's that kind of relationship.
Especially if he's your uncle and your Grandad. There's been some very dodgy stuff going on.
Well, I'm from the north. We keep to our own.
How is the tea, lads?
I don't know. It's too hot for me to drink as yet.
Yeah, it's a bit hot, but it's a nice, strong coffee. Mm. I like it.
I had a coffee in the hotel this morning and still feel ill.
Oh, before I forget, in your latest video, you said, oh, there's my video game cabinets.
Mm-hmm.
What are the games?
They have had their guts ripped out and replaced with PCs, so they will play anything.
Oh.
One has a vertical monitor, the other a horizontal.
Oh, what, like the Vex?
Yeah, that kind of thing. A lot of the early games had vertical monitors, like Donkey Kong and Dig Dug and Mr. Sporran's Magic Mickey, which I just made up.
I only found out recently that Donkey Kong 3 is a game that exists.
Yes,
because I know there was Donkey Kong Jr., but I didn't know there was Donkey Kong 3.
What happens in Donkey Kong 3?
I believe you fire spray up Donkey Kong's bum to make him go through the roof.
Ah, perfect logic.
I've seen that one.
Yeah. So, if I remember rightly, it was trying to compete with things like Space Invaders.
Right.
And so, rather than you be Mario and jump up and down, you played a man with a spray detergent.
What else could that sound
Donkey
be?
Kong is swinging above you.
Yes.
And you've got to go and push him to the top, but other things are coming down. And you
There's one thing arcade gamers liked at the time. It was shooting water up monkeys' asses. So, you know.
We need to bring that back.
They cornered the hole in the market, if you know
Donkey
what I
Kong
mean.
Country needs a healthy dose of that, I think. We can all agree.
Have they run out of food?
Kong
food
Donkey,
food
that was the fourth.
I don't think he has.
We're pacing it out.
All right.
Okay, so I'm now holding what kind of looks like a bath bomb.
It looks like a pumice stone.
It's
really
a little smaller than my fist. And what is
Thank
this?
Thank you, sir.
This is Polveron, and it's Ubi Pinny Pig flavour.
Obviously.
And where does this come from?
It comes from the Philippines.
Okay.
And they are toasted wheat cakes with purple yam and pounded young rice.
Oh.
Just out of interest, these aren't soap bombs,
Thank
right?
You.
These aren't like soap powder.
No,
things.
They are absolutely genuinely.
Bath salts,
I'm taking
young
a
rice.
Smell.
It's technically a sort of shortbread, but a very dusty shortbread.
It looks
it is
like
a very
bath
dusty,
bomb.
Dusty.
Have you had a bite yet, Paul?
I enjoy it.
Incidentally, dusty shortbread would be a great name for a country
face.
Western singer.
I'm seeing an unhappy face.
No, the flavour's fine. It's the texture that repulses. It's like eating the man at the end of Last Crusade who dies horribly.
That's really weird because we actually said that yesterday when we were tasting.
Really?
That was our go-to as well.
Of all
That's
your
oddly
references.
Specific. Yes.
Wow. Because that is, it's like it crumbles in your mouth like a quickly dying
like
corpse.
Sand. But there's something in here with a strange texture that's kind of crispy.
That is the pounded young rice, I believe.
I see.
I quite like that.
I might nibble at that.
It's a bit of a dusty. Yeah. It's a bit of a dusty texture.
That's the problem. And when you're having to talk a lot, having dusty textures is not that great. So
but,
I apologise for that.
It's quite nice, isn't it?
Although I do like the music. Dusty texture releases yearly.
It's kind of milky.
It is good.
Yeah.
It's a bit like Milky Bar.
Yeah.
Mm.
I don't know if I'd go for it.
Do you think there's an Ubi Pinny Pig kid rather than the Milky Bar kid in the Philippines?
If there's not, I'll do that.
Go on to my agent immediately.
We
I want to be the Ubi Pinny Pig kid.
We haven't mentioned these strange, like, moon cakes are also purple in colour.
That's true.
Just
that will be the purple
info.
Yam.
Yeah, I think they've used the plastic coating to mask the treat inside by making you think there's extra colour to this.
Are they purple or are they yellow? Or yellow and black on that dress.
I don't even go there, girlfriend.
That's what I was going to say. I think this is the equivalent of that dress.
Oh, we've got a call coming in.
I believe so.
We've got a call coming through, everybody.
Oh, my goodness.
got a guest in the studio.
Oh, even better.
Oh, my days.
It's not like, hello, welcome in, welcome in. Let's get Eli.
Oh, I'll go.
don't go. You can come sit close to me if you want. You know, sit on my lap. Come on, sit next to me. You get the nice chair if you want.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm very well, how are you?
I'm good. Have you been helping out with Mark, or have you come...
I've literally just come about 15 minutes ago.
In that case, I apologise in advance.
Oh, no worries. You've been up for a very long time, is that right?
I think since Monday.
Oh, okay.
Although I might be exaggerating to prove a point. But it certainly feels like we've been up that long. So, for those who might not be listening, Sam, tell us about yourself.
I am called Sam Buttery.
Thank you.
That was my name that I was born with as well. I'm very proud of it.
Well done.
I also like butter. No alternatives, thank you very much. And I do acting and singing and writing comedy things.
Holy balls, you got it all over the shop.
Well, I did The Voice ages and ages ago.
That's what I seem to remember. Yeah. Because even my very, very bare knowledge of modern television shows allows me to sometimes, via osmosis, be up on things. Like,
we're all really
topics.
Impressed. Well done.
Don't be.
Well done.
Don't be impressed. Never with what anything I say. As soon as, if we ramble and we feel like it's nonsense, it is, and we apologise.
That's fine. I just admire you for being able to stay up that long.
It's just.
You took a nap.
I took I lied down on the floor for 30 minutes and then stood up. It doesn't count as a nap if I don't sleep.
I don't think I'd do that, though, because I'd have to be stubborn against the tiredness.
I think that's what a little bit of it was. Mm. And
I wouldn't want to let it win. Because even if you have a 5-minute nap, it's not really a sleep.
No.
So you need to just keep going or just sleep totally.
You see, ideally, in a perfect world, couch, quilt, pillow, nighty-night.
Lovely.
He's on his own doing the last 12 hours of this. And
so you need to set up for next time.
Basically what I'm saying is I am awesome. Mm-hmm. And I'd like
you,
Eli, to admit that right now.
Paul is awesome.
We've recorded that. That's now documented.
That's your new ringtone,
very
isn't it?
Sincere.
Wow, what a sound.
Very sincere.
So between your auction and your sticky banana...
Auction?
You see, this is what I'm saying about... Don't write that one down. That doesn't count.
Write it.
Come at me. Fuck that.
Ooh, he's very temperamental. Anyway, so what are you working on at the moment then? Tell us all about your...
Doing a comedy sketch show at the Leicester Square Theatre at the end of March called Buttery Brown Monk. It's literally just all of our last names. There's Ryan Brown and Jamie Rose Monk.
Oh, not Monk from the TV show. That Monk. Oh,
I don't know which Monk this is.
You never know. You've not... Get out.
If
you've not
heard of Monk, you're not welcome.
Where were you in 2002? Yeah. Tony Shalhoub.
Where were you, Buttery?
How long was 2002? Like, 13 years ago. I was 10. That's what.
Oh, this conversation ends now. This is over.
I don't know what that is. I just don't know.
How old are you, seriously?
23.
Bollocks, I'm old.
How old are you?
I'm 36.
I'm not old.
Yeah, 36.
What's your year of birth?
78.
And
88,
yours?
98,
91.
91. 93.
Wait, I've counted that wrong. I've suddenly counted up to 40. That can't be right. 88, 98, 2008, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. You know, I'm just going to stop and just say, you're young and I feel bad.
Well, I think you're 2 years younger than me.
Do not feel bad.
So, yeah, 36.
How old are you now?
38.
No, really? Did we have this conversation at all where I also did the same reaction?
I hope so, because it makes me feel good about myself.
You've got very soft skin.
Thank you.
A greater
I stole
complexion.
It from a tramp.
Oh, well, that was a good-looking tramp.
It was a good-looking tramp.
Yeah. So what took you from The Voice to sketch comedy, then?
I always wanted to do acting and comedy before I did The Voice, and I just did it because I was really bored at uni, basically. I got to my third year and just thought, this is really, really fucking boring. So I just thought, go and... sing because I could do it, and then hope it led somewhere.
And it did,
yeah.
It led you all the way here. I'm sure. I'm sure your yearbook will account for that at the next school reunion.
Definitely. Oh, dude.
So that's kind of cool. So what kind of sketch comedy is it? Is it?
It's sort of like all different types of stuff. We've got a bit of musical comedy stuff. So we've got a song about Jeremy Kyle and a song based on. We've read this just the TripAdvisor reviews.
Yeah.
And we just kind of made a song from the TripAdvisor reviews. stuff like a woman had walked into her hotel room and there was an African man washing his balls in the sink. And stuff like that. That's that isn't necessarily a problem.
Yeah. No, you have to pay extra sometimes for that.
I think so.
Would you all have that or a mint on the pillow?
Pardon?
What would you rather have, that or a mint on the pillow?
Ideally both. But if I had to choose one, it would be the man washing his balls in the sink.
What if the phrase mint on the pillow was a euphemism for what the other man would do?
That would be perfect.
Now my brain is racing with what this euphemism is and how I can realise it and add it to the Urban Dictionary post-haste. That's kind of cool. Because the thing is, my love of sketch comedy, I'll be honest, is really dated. For me, sketch comedy is things like A Bit of Fry and Laurie, Kids in the Hall, Absolutely. And modern sketch shows now are just a catalogue of character and catchphrases, you know? And that's fine, but I've always been a bit kind of, you know, who's on first? What's on second? Who's on first? I'm an old man.
I like the, and that's fine, which is another way of saying I don't think that's fine at all, but I'm trying not to anger people.
I guess it's just because the sketches that I love so much were the ones that can't be replaced. They can't be done again in the same show. They can't be like, do you remember Mr. Don and Mr. George?
Oh yes.
Great. Do you ever remember Mr. Don and Mr. If you do nothing else with your weekend, pick up a box set of Absolutely. It was a Channel 4 sketch show with Jack Doherty others. Oh no, yeah. Morena
Banks.
Thank you. Yeah. My mouth is really not working this time of day. It's just from top to bottom, a fantastic sketch show.
So what do you mean? Like, so what type of stuff do you like? Where people are like talking as themselves and it goes into a sketch? Do you mean that
just like wordplay-y kind of stuff? You know, I mean, oh God, I was saying this yesterday. Was it yesterday? Yeah, there's a sketch by Fry and Laurie called The Hedge Sketch. Mm-hmm. And it's a beautiful sketch because on the page, there's nothing funny about it at all. It's about a man who goes into a hedge shop and buys a hedge and leaves. But the conceit of the joke is they get the sketch wrong, so they're doing each other's lines and they're confusing each other and they have to keep restarting the sketch to get it right. And that banter of where they suddenly, in an instant, swap roles and then jump back. And the sketch is literally, can I have a sketch? I'd like a sketch. What sketch do you have? This sketch. I'll take it. The end. But it takes them 4 minutes to get there. It's beautiful. That's just my opinion.
I sort of sit along with that.
I kind of feel like I'm doing, not in my day, and it's not, I'm just, you know, I'm just loving it. I'm just loving it.
I think our stuff is kind of like all different types of things, because we're all so different. And it's like we've got a girl as well, two boys, and we're just very different in our, like, what we find funny. So it kind of, when it comes together, it's all really different.
Yeah, but that's good, though. That's the nice way to have.
Yeah, I think so.
It's nice to have, like, those kind of collection of voices and ideas and the
something
combinations.
Something for everyone.
Yeah. That was very northern of you just then. That was really good.
Look, like, maybe once every 4 weeks I can effectively say something in a British accent, but the rest of the time I'm just rolling the dice. Yeah. And then every so often someone's like, oh, that was quite good. I'm like, really?
Did we record it?
Oh, in fact, we did.
Ah.
Very nice.
Very good.
Yeah. Very good. When are you on at Leicester Square Theatre?
26th and 28th of March.
Mm.
Yeah, so it's quite soon, really, isn't it?
I guess.
We've written it.
That is the important part.
Good step.
Yeah.
Sort of. So that's fine.
Do you think you'll go to Edinburgh with it?
Not this year, but that is the aim, I think.
Yeah.
I don't really know what we're going to do, because it's our third ever performance, so we're just trying stuff out and seeing what works and what's funny.
As a miserable old pro, I'll tell you this, a lot of people rush to Edinburgh. They want to do Edinburgh because everyone does Edinburgh. Never go to Edinburgh unless you love your show. And once you get there and you love your show, you'll have a great time.
I think we're just kind of taking our time with it and just seeing what we can do and like stuff like that, really.
Yeah, no, it's really good. That's really cool. And I'm guessing you sing a few songs.
Yeah, we do. Well, obviously we've got the one about TripAdvisor. Yeah. The one about Jeremy Kyle. I've written a song that's like an opera song about being hungover.
Wow.
And stuff like sleeping with someone, having a one-night stand and being like, oh, fuck, he's really ugly. And then, just basically stuff like that. We've got a sketch about astronauts just being really passive-aggressive about who's going to step out first. And you've decided that you're going to be the first one to step out. Because I literally think that I would be like that as an astronaut. I'd want to do everything first. Like when you were talking about your your astronaut food.
Oh, yeah.
I'd want to have the food first. I'd want to step out first. I'd want to be in all, like, the astronaut selfies. Stuff like that. I don't know what you do in space. You've got loads of time, like, there.
One space giant selfish step for man.
Yeah. Basically, that's what I would be.
That's fair enough. You've got to have a gimmick. And if you've got to be the most passive-aggressive astronaut in the world, go all the way or not at all.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, no halfway house passive-aggressive astronauts.
I often thought that would be good if you were like a superhero and you were in a passive-aggressive relationship. It's like you're always out saving people at home, sitting here cooking your meals, and you just turn up. You know, what about this vase? Throws out the window. I've now got to go get it. I can just imagine it's domestic.
I bet Batman and Robin would have been quite tense at times.
Batman and Robin was a seriously dysfunctional relationship, as far as I'm concerned. Because here you've got a guy who was brought up rich and, you know, turned his dark past to become a vigilante. And then he sees promise in a young ward whose parents are killed and he associates. And then that kid gets spoiled rotten. Gets given a bike, a suit. A suit.
Another suit.
A cape.
A cape.
A suit.
And, you know, the use of the word holy.
Yeah.
Willy-nilly.
That is his, well, that's his blessing and his curse. He gets all these cool things, but he has to punch criminals and say holy a lot.
Yeah, and it's not the end of the world, really, when you think about it.
I'd probably go with that as a career.
If Bruce Wayne took me in and he was like, you know, you're my bitch now, I'd be fine with that.
I believe that's how he does it.
That is exactly how I seem to remember Batman regarding Chris O'Donnell in Batman and Robin. Which might be the
weirdest. Would have been the title of the fourth Nolan film if he made one.
The Dark
Knight, You're My Bitch Now.
Great title.
Much better than Nolan would ever come up with. Seriously, how lazy. Right, I've got the Dark Knight. Great, love the title. What's the next one? Dark Knight Rises? Why?
It does.
Don't know.
He's going up a hill. It's descriptive.
That film's bollocks, though. Let me talking about Dark Knight Rises. Let's look at Batman's origins, right? His parents are killed in front of him. He turns that rage to be Batman. In Batman The Dark Knight Rises, that girl no one liked gets killed in the second one, and that's why he stops fighting crime.
It sounds like...
He's inconsistent,
right,
is what I'm saying. He's inconsistent. Oh, I've got a thing.
Ooh.
This is the horrible problem when oh, hello, that's my mum again.
It's not Christopher Nolan.
No.
My mum is doing nothing but texting me all the way through this. Doing very well, love. Carry on. Bless. We got Nev Fountain outside. I will send someone now.
What a name. I mean, not to take away from your thunder buttery, but, you know, Fountain is pretty good too.
Yeah, it is.
Let me just bear with me a sec.
You need to do a show together so you can call it Buttery Fountain.
That would be an absolutely epic show, wouldn't it? Wouldn't even need to do anything.
No.
You'd get loads of people turning up with huge crackers looking really disappointed, though.
Oh, my goodness.
I thought this was an actual
thing. That's worth the ticket price alone.
Definitely found
it. Eli has returned.
Right, let's get this house in order, shall we?
So what have you learned in your few minutes away?
Over there? It's not been good, actually.
Oh, dear. Any deaths?
What's happening, Eli?
I got a voicemail from my ex.
Oh, no.
Sorry, dear.
And, I'm texting her.
What did it say?
Riveting radio.
It said,
this is going to be a song for Eve, isn't it?
No. Yeah, actually, I don't. It feels a bit parasitic. No, it just said, do you want to meet in the record shop today? And I'm texting back that I can't. It's all below the surface, the emotion on this, you know?
Is it?
Mm,
yeah.
Pretty far below the sounds of it.
Yeah.
So how long
fucking
is it?
Buried,
long has,
buried deep
she
down.
Been an ex?
Huh?
How long has she been an ex?
About a year.
Okay. Are things going back to strength?
What do you mean by that?
Like, so you mean in a record shop, are things coming back on track?
Yeah, no.
Back
no,
on the
no,
air.
No, it's not about that.
No,
it's
okay,
just about
okay, sure.
She wants to buy a really heavy record and needs him to help carry.
Okay, definitely.
Oh.
It's good.
Yeah, I've done it. I've texted her. It's fine. It's no big deal. Just for
friends.
You just thought honesty is the best policy. I'll just tell my mates what's going on.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
We appreciate it, Eli. We really do. Have you been napping?
No.
Oh, really?
I was chatting out there. We were having a sort of commentary on what was going on in here.
Wow.
What did you think of it?
Great stuff.
Best radio you ever heard?
Really
amongst his mouth said yes, but his eyes said no.
My eyes are going to say no for the next 2 days because I'm fucking tired. That's why they're saying no. My whole body is saying no.
You've been doing the since 8 o'clock as well then?
Yeah. And unlike Paul, I fucking put my head down.
I admire you for that.
I've been in here.
He's
I really
also
do.
Had 8 Red Bulls.
I've had 8 Have Red you? Bulls yeah. and a couple of cups of coffee. And drink o'clock is only 4 hours away.
When you
5 hours. When's drink o'clock, Paul?
Whenever you feel like it.
Well, yeah, I can't.
I'm not stopping you from drink o'clock.
If I go too soon, it's going to be proper messy.
Good. We need a big finale.
You need a big finale. Me vomiting on the desk.
That's it. Then right at the last second. If you can time that, that would go down in history.
What a soundbite.
5, 4, 3, 2. Good well, night, everybody. Thank you very much.
Why don't I get some more of this coconut and powdered rice cake down my yam?
That's what it is.
Yeah.
I didn't know, would you I like to try
shortbread?
It
so
is.
Yeah. Stuart has brought these in. Give him a fresh.
You know what it reminds me of?
Oh, look at the packaging as well.
Let me,
reminds me of the highlight, by the way.
You know what it tastes like?
It's Ubi Pinny Pig flavour, so you'll know you'll enjoy it.
Do you know what it reminds me of, Ashton? It's a bit like halva.
Yeah, it is a lot like halva.
Thank you.
So what you are eating, Buttery, is toasted wheat cakes with purple yam and pounded young rice.
This is very strange.
Yeah, the texture's strange, but the flavour's quite nice.
It is nice.
Vanilla-y.
It's less an acquired taste, more of an acquired texture.
Yes. Texture means so much in food, though, doesn't it?
That is true. Some people won't eat stuff because they don't like the texture.
Yeah, absolutely, and it doesn't matter about the flavour.
Which is weird. I've never understood that. It's all about the flavour with me.
Yeah. But there's nothing I don't like, I've discovered recently.
That's really good. Nothing that is a really handy
nothing
thing.
That is food that I don't like.
Oh, because I'm about to say fascism. You're all right. With
apart from if he could eat it, yes.
Yeah. Apart from raw tomatoes.
Oh,
I can't get on with raw tomatoes.
No,
yeah.
But I can if it's in a salad and it's nice bit of tomato, then I'll go for it. But if it's like in a cheese sandwich, for example, with all the seeds all sort of soaking into the bread,
it's very soggy. Yeah.
I know exactly
what
you mean.
That's disgusting. Come on, that's fucking disgusting.
No, I'm behind you.
And
on that
that's
one.
It though. Everything else.
Eli's opinions.
I'll eat it. What am I meant to fucking... Oh, sorry. Was it not Die Hard fucking 5?
No.
Or the fucking Hugh and Laurie fucking sketch?
I'll be honest, my 3 points of conversation...
Do you know how many times he's talked about that fucking sketch already?
Twice. In a day and a half.
Right, are you coming back on now?
I'm already here,
fuck
buddy.
You. Fuck you.
What do you mean, fuck you?
There you go. What do you mean? What do you mean? What do I mean? Fuck you. I mean, fuck you.
Oh.
It's the love they have for each other that keeps the show going.
It is.
It's really tense in here, isn't it? It's a lot of sexual tension.
You have no idea. I just need to crack that and I'm done. And just to pop you like bubble wrap.
What, as you said earlier?
Just do ya.
Crack my peel, is that what you said earlier?
Crack your peel?
He did.
Wow. I didn't say crack your peel is even nonsensical enough for me to go, I didn't say that. I might have said balls.
Let's crack the skin, he said.
Very good.
Well, like a rice pudding or something?
Out of context, obviously that sounds ridiculous. I can only assure you that in context, it's slightly more profane.
Can you remember the context?
I can't remember half an hour ago at this point. I'm at that point where I'm not sure any of this is fucking real. And I'm going to wake up and it's going to be like, Paul, you're late for the food bar show. Come down. And I'll be like, ah! And then you'll hear the Grange Hill theme and it will go, it's fine, I'll just shut up.
That was the Grange Hill thing for anyone too young to remember.
Oh, no. Yeah, because they revamped it, didn't they, in the bloody 90s. What was it? Or was that Grandstand?
10 points if you know which TV show used the original Grange Hill theme before Grange Hill.
Oh, it's a sports one, isn't it? Is it?
No clues in the face.
Oh, don't have a bloody clue.
90s kids in the corner like
that. Stuart has the best poker face I've seen on a man.
Wow. It's a shame this is a radio show because this face.
I'm going to say it was originally used on the first season of Carla Lane's Liver Birds.
Close.
I'm
going to
say
not close.
By a fraction or by.
Good
choice.
Give us
a clue.
First series,
give us a clue.
I get the reference, so it's a start.
Really?
Yeah,
give us a clue.
Yep.
Wow. Before
Before
Lionel
they
Blair.
Had, yeah, before the. And Michael Parkinson. In the days before that, yep.
That was a day when you could commission a TV show based on a Victorian parlour game. It's like that, just a minute. And or maybe win, lose, or draw if you want to get really picky about it. But ultimately, it's like, yes. We can turn everyone's most unpopular game at Christmas into a TV show with Lionel Blair and Lisa Goddard. This means nothing to you, very little to you,
Lionel
Arma.
Blair Lionel means something to me because he's one of the most hilarious people
names.
In the world.
Oh, I was going
to... Is he alive?
Yes.
Yeah, isn't he?
Is he?
Just like pottering about being camp.
Being Lionel.
That's pretty much it. I remember he didn't name that tune.
God, yeah, that was him, wasn't it?
Yeah, Lionel Blair's name.
It was on Celebrity Big Brother, like, a couple of years ago, I think.
Oh, don't get...
That was
Big
his highlight
Brother.
Of the last decade.
As far as I'm concerned, Big Brother started and ended with Nasty Nick, and I think we can all agree it was never topped. I don't care about anyone else's opinions on that.
I'm an immigrant. What's Nasty Nick?
Nasty Nick was I'm going to give you the
Please
honest answer.
Please phrase your answer in the way that an immigrant would understand.
In the TV reality show Big Brother,
right,
one human being stood out as nasty. His name was Nick. Nasty Nick. He was a mean, manipulative game player who turned people against each other, became a breakout hit, actually probably saved Big Brother.
Mm.
You know, it was that kind of thing.
Wow.
Then went on to do a load of horrible tabloid articles that took the piss out of people less fortunate than him.
Right.
And then I don't think he does anything now other than maybe...
What year was this, Nasty Nick?
2000?
I don't know. Couldn't even hazard
99?
A guess.
I would just finished university when that Big Brother started. Yeah, I'm old. I know.
And
I
was seven.
Oh, this is...
Do remember Nasty Nick, though?
I feel like I've all of a sudden really on to Catch a Predator, where it's like, I've got too many young people. Someone's going to walk in with a clipboard and say, hey, who are you here to see today? Oh, I don't know, I met him online. Sorry.
Just friends.
Actually, Nasty Nick has made me think of a question for Mr. Buttery.
Oh,
it's
go
about
for it.
TV talent shows. It seems to be that it's better to not win.
I think so.
The winners
kind
of disappear, don't they? But people who just appear and are interesting get, you know, other jobs and stuff.
I think sort of The Voice anyway, because it's BBC, it sort of doesn't really do much to launch you because they haven't got any, like, financial investment in you. So they can't make money from you, so they're not going to bother. Like, The X Factor, the production company, are also the record label, so they're going to try.
Yes.
Whereas that isn't the way for The Voice, so they don't have that same... thing, but it is best not to win.
It's weird, isn't it?
I think so.
To enter a contest and not want to win. There's something existential about that.
Do you think
people deliberately throw it for themselves?
I'm not sure. I just didn't really know what I was doing, so I just sort of did it out of boredom, basically.
That's my entire career. It's just worked for me.
It's going all right.
Should follow his example. This is the man who's made a bloody movie.
Filmed two scenes in this building.
Really?
Yeah.
What was his film?
It's called Ashens and the Quest for the Game Child, because we like short, snappy titles. Mm.
Yep.
Mm. It's like Indiana Jones 4, but better than Indiana Jones 4.
That's not hard, to be fair.
No,
if we'd just made 2 hours of a dog farting, it would have been better than
Indiana
Jones 4.
I shouldn't have used Indiana Jones 4. It's more like Temple of Doom.
Right.
Because this is what my opinion was. I said to Sandling today, he basically cast you as Alfred Molina. You know, he plays that kind of role, doesn't he, at the beginning, weirdly enough?
Yeah, that did come to light in scripting sessions, yeah.
Oh, really?
But we didn't kill him off, that's the difference.
That's where you
Richard
saved
lives
the film.
To the end.
Yeah, you saved the film with that,
yeah.
As he often likes to tell people. I'm in the beginning, I'm at the end, you know, I just bookmark it quite nicely. So, you know, it's all good. But yeah, it's a good film, though. It's really good. Because there's a danger, isn't there, when you go out and you put yourself out there and you do a project like this, that you think, am I up to scratch? Because obviously Angry Video Game Nerd did a very similar thing. Do you know who Angry Video Game Nerd is?
Yes, I do. Yeah, James
Rolfe.
Yes, there we are.
Same kind of thing. Fans backed the film, made it in the film passion project. And, it is just a new way of people being creative and putting their own thing out there. So it's
brilliant.
Deeply impressive thing, Stuart, seriously.
The trick is to work with people who know what they're doing. Because if not, you know, people said to me, why didn't you direct the film? Because I don't know how to direct a film. It's not something you just magically know because you saw some films once. You know, people go to university and practice for years, you know, funnily enough.
Yeah, and sometimes they make good films that don't involve gangsters.
No, that never happened.
You're sitting there thinking, shit, he knows my next film's about gangsters now. It's like,
it.
Lock, Stock and Two Broken Game Boys. It's like, oh, God damn it. He's just sitting there now, he's guessed that. I can't do anything.
Forget it, right? I'm just going to remake Bridesmaids. Yep.
There you go. But here's the twist. You cast four men.
Oh!
You call it Bridesmen.
Bridesmen. Bridesmen Revisited.
Yeah, there we go. Two. Right, so we're getting up to almost 2 o'clock. So I'm going to do a little bit more admin, because obviously, as I've stated copiously and numerously, we're not doing this for the good of our health. We'd like you to donate money if possible. Anything from a five or two, let's just say it, put it out there, a £500 note. Eli, what's the address?
my.rednoseday.com/sponsor/geekatorium27podcast. That's my.rednoseday.com/sponsor/geekatorium27podcast.
Well played. And if that's too much of a mouthful, go to fubarradio.com or go to geekatorium.net. Use the links, click it, job done. How hard can it be? It's not Don't Let Me Down. Mum, specifically my mum, if you're listening, you know that money you said was for Christmas and I've not collected it because I've not been home for 3 years because I'm a really bad child, adult, son. Just put that into this and I wouldn't blame
but
you.
Save that massive bottle of Jack Daniels. With
yeah, save the Jack Daniels, mum.
She's got one, a 2 litre bottle on a swing. You know, because it's too big to even pick
use
it
your
up
wrist.
Yourself.
Yeah.
This woman is a hero for our times.
Yeah. Yes. My mum would love that. Mum, you've been called a hero, so expect the email from Carol Vorderman sometime soon. It's on its way. Sam, thank you for dropping by. And
thank
stopping
you very much for having me.
Best luck with the sketch show. Best luck with everything.
Thank you.
And congratulations
of luck
on being
to you too.
And thank you for being a talented son of a bitch.
Oh, thank
Enjoy
you.
Enjoy it.
Bye bye.
Right.
Thanks for the little sweet thing that you gave me. What's it called?
You polished it.
Rohypnol.
I inhaled that. See you later. Yeah. Bye bye.
Right. Cheers, man. Cheers. So we're going to head into the next hour. A few more guests. We're going to swap it all around. But until then. Here's a trailer followed by a lovely, lovely song by Bruce McCulloch.
FUBAR Radio presents the Geekatorium 27-Hour Podcast Challenge, raising money for comic relief. Donate now by going to my.rednoseday.com/sponsor/Geekatorium27podcast. FUBAR and Geekatorium, doing something stupid for a very good cause.